Please, God bless you all. Good to be here again back in the San Diego area. And Rebecca, you're going to especially be blessed with something that happens during the course of this teaching. I could see the smile on Bob's face when you were manifesting or praying or whatever. Well, manifesting, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was just so great. I'm actually sharing on something called The Power of Things Not Seen. And what I'm using it as an example are these seed packets. Because you know what inside these packets, you know what they are? We know what's in here? Seeds. But I guarantee you, if I was to take a seed out of each one of these packets and place it in your hand, you would have no idea what was coming out of that packet, correct, or out of that seed. You know how you know what's coming out of that seed? The picture that's on the package, right? And this is a velvet queen sunflower, and this is called the lemon queen sunflower. The only way that you know what's coming out of that seed are that by these two pictures, right? You know, I had these guys put up this verse, Romans 15:13, and we can read it here together. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing. Let's do a little congregational speaking here, okay? Let's do it all together. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13. Yeah, really something, man. I wanted to share a little bit, because God's Word and the promises of God's Word are like seeds. But the cool thing is, when those promises are received, God can give us a picture of what the expectation can be of the fulfillment of that promise in our individual's life, in each individual life. We have to learn to see with spiritual eyes. We are so groomed, all of us, to seeing with the physical. I look out here and I see Daniel. And he said to me when we first got here, God must have told us what to wear today because we've got similar colors on. And I guess Shelly got the memo too, and Care, you know, and because we had kind of a similar colored shirt on. We're looking with the physical eyes, and that's normally what we're groomed and geared and taught to perceive, right? With the physical eyes. And so how do we then begin to learn to walk with spiritual eyes, right? And I shared a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday night about something I call the possibility potential. Daniel had mentioned, hey, can you share something about what it means to walk in newness of life? And so I shared this thing about potential and the possibility that exists with each one of us being able to walk in the Spirit of God, believing the promises of God's Word. And this is something I wrote, I did it on my own, actually. We rest in the possibility potential of the seeds, which are God's promises of truth, sown in the good soil of our hearts, and the corresponding faith that arises as God gives us and shows us a clear vision or a picture, like what grows on the seed packet, so we can have expectation or hope of what is to come. And we can do it with joy and peace in what? Believing. What is believing? Faith is the title deed of what? Things what? Not seen yet. We are talking about learning how to appropriate and evidence the promises of God, which are in, they exist in where? The invisible realm at the moment. So how do I, as a believer, learn to accept and take those promises of God and learn how to exercise faith. Is it something I'm going to do in my own strength and my own physical ability? I'm going to believe so hard that, by God, I'll make those promises of God come to pass. If no one... How about God and we work together with God? Right? 2 Peter chapter 1. This is such a dynamic subject. The power of things not seen. That's what our life as believers is all about. It's not walking in the realm of the physical. It's walking in the realm of the invisible. Living life in the realm of the miraculous is not living in the senses realm. It is being able to see above and beyond the senses realm. This is such a dynamic and wonderful topic. First, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious what? Promises. Promises. One person once said there are over 900 promises in the Word. What's the need in your life? Emotional? Physical? Spiritual? Financial? Can we take a promise of God's Word and exercise faith in partnership with God so that we can have the expectation that God will work in a big enough and impossible way to actually bring to pass some sort of spiritual deliverance and answer in our situation that by the five senses seems impossible? And they all said, amen. Yes, yes. This is the quest we're on in partnership with God. Plant the seed. Plant the seed. What's the seed? Emotional, physical, spiritual, financial? Look what this goes on to say here. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What is the corruption that's in this world? Those things that exist in the senses world, financial problems, health problems, physical problems, spiritual problems, family problems, that's, all this stuff is in the senses world. So God's given us an answer. I mean, he's given us part of his nature, and he's given us the promises. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know you have spiritual five senses too? We got hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, what? Feeling? The five senses, right? What are they, Dan? Hearing, tasting, touching, smelling. What?
Seeing.
See? Wow. We have spiritual five senses too. Because it's Christ in you. God works with you in light of who you are. That means you can receive from God by way of seeing, by way of hearing, by way of touching at times. However God works with you in your understanding, you have an inner man that is crying to get out and to be manifested. It's called Christ in you. Christ has the desire to do the will of God. My meat is to do the will of him who sent me. Do you think maybe that's could be the inner cry of the Christ within us too? Absolutely. No question about it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, where it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth, what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might what? Know the things that are freely given to us of God. And which things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. By the five senses, it even goes on in verse 14, says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, because they are what? Foolishness. Of course they're foolishness, because he's just limited and dominated by his five senses. And so he can't understand spiritual things. But once you have the Spirit, you begin to really perceive and understand spiritual things. So cool. And so then I think we have to ask the question, what are my spiritual resources? Not what do my physical eyes see and perceive, but what does God say about what he has provided for this particular challenge that I have come up against? And so that I can see with my spiritual eyes. But cannot see with physical or natural eyes. Ephesians 1:15. I love this section because I know it's God's will for this to occur in our lives. And there are countless records in the Bible. One of them's a record with Elijah and his servant. And Elijah saw, because they were being surrounded by the enemy, and a lot of the, but Elijah saw that angels of God and the armies of God were surrounding, and there was no reason to be afraid. And the servant didn't see it. He was all freaked out and telling him what he should do and shouldn't do. And Elijah asked for the eyes of that servant to be opened. And he saw spiritually what was going on. This is exactly the way we can live. That's just one simple little record about opening the eyes of our spiritual understanding. See? And that's exactly what it's talking about in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15 says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spiritual spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Another translation says spiritual wisdom and revelation knowledge. And then verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance of the saints. You know what this is saying? That this is a prayer that you would be able to see spiritually what the heck is going on and not just always be limited to the five senses. You know, we say this, it's a spiritual battle. Because you see people arguing, fighting, and all of a sudden it's personal and you're offended and everything. But you know what? Behind the scenes, it is a spiritual battle. But if you lose the perspective of that in the heat of the battle, you lose sight of the fact it's a spiritual battle. Now it's personal. You know, now it's between Bert and I. And you know what? The devil wins. Because he has worked in the situation to blind our eyes to the point that it is a spiritual situation. So we have to be sharp spiritually. But God wants us to be able to be enlightened spiritually. And maybe at times even to step back from a situation and talk to God and say, okay, God, what's going on here? I feel like something's happening that I don't understand. But if we miss that contact point, or we miss that connection with God, We're just plowing ahead in our five senses. And I guess good luck isn't exhortation, because you're on your own. Because you're plowing ahead in the five senses, you don't know. Maybe you, I don't know. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't work out. Why not get the wisdom from above? See, you know, a promise of God, it becomes real to you when you can see it. Otherwise, you know what? It's words on a page. That's all it is. Words on a page. I can say it 5 million times. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. You know, my confession of the word does not bring it to pass. My declarations and confessions, I mean, you can find people in the natural world who are teaching about declarations and confessions. Guy lived right up here in Del Mar, Tony Robbins. Very, very, very popular, positive, motivator, thinker. You say these words. We're talking about a whole different thing here. We're talking about a whole different thing. A promise becomes real to you when you can see it. But is it up to you to develop the picture? I think in the past we have been taught it was our responsibility. It was my job to build a picture of my success. But I'd like to present another perspective, and that is, as you meditate and think about and claim a promise of God's word, and you really begin to meditate upon it, God works with you individually to give you a picture of what the fulfillment of that promise begins to look like. You know what? You've got something to believe for now. You've got faith. You've got a picture of the invisible coming into concretion in the senses world. Really, very, very cool. Because then you can have the expectation to see the invisible reality of the promise of God come into evidence. What a dynamic reality that is for the Christian believer, you know? So, is every day new? Absolutely. It's a new day to believe God, a new day to exercise faith. We have plenty of obstacles and things in the senses world. What promise of God fits that, and how is God working with you individually to show you, and so you can have expectation? And I would pretty much say God would even help you to give you steps down that road until the picture becomes complete in the senses realm. We're talking about God Almighty here. You know, we're not talking about Barney, Vicky, and Joe, and Bob, and, you know, well, we are, but we aren't. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. I think over the years we've learned to love this verse. Expectations. The power of things not seen. Easy to believe when you see it. How about when you don't see it? A little more challenging, huh? We're very groomed to just believing in the things we see. If we don't see it, then I guess it can't be. I don't think that's the truth that Jesus was teaching. He was really working with a group of people who were very groomed in the five senses. And to get them to cast that net out, when they've been fishing all night, he said, cast that net out. We're like, Jesus, you kidding me? We're fishermen. We know what we're doing. Last thing we need is advice from you. But you know what? Okay, all right, we'll do it. Guess what happened? A fulfillment of the invisible came into concretion in that moment. It's so beautiful. And I think The Chosen does a really excellent job of portraying some of these simple truths of the miracles of Jesus and just how he walked and responded and acted with the believers and the disciples and that sort of thing. But that's a story for another day. But if you haven't seen The Chosen, I do recommend it. The Feeding of the 5,000, just absolutely incredible. Just deepens your appreciation for the things of God and that we have Christ in us. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Anybody else have another translation out there? Yes, Joe.
Faith is the confidence that we hope for will actually happen.
Yeah. Faith is, yes, Shelly. Right. You got one, Bob? Same thing. Yeah, it's that inner conviction of the heart that what God is showing you will absolutely come to pass. Abraham, Mary, Sarah, David, Moses, who do you want to name? Bob Linfeld, Dan Mikas, Daniel Woods. God said that if we believe Romans 10, 9, and 10, He'd put the Spirit of God within us. Guess what we did? Somehow we believed Romans 10, 9, and 10, and all of a sudden we could, Yashantala Malakas. You can't do that in your own ability and own strength. You believed a very simple promise of the Word, and you appropriated by faith the promise of God. Great stuff. Faith is the substance of things not seen. They're hoped for. Somewhere back in Corinthians, I think it says, the worlds were formed before they were actually ever seen. We are working in the realm of the invisible here, guys. Our lives are anchored with an invisible chain to the hope. The anchor in the boat, you can't see it at the bottom of the sea, right? It's attached to the boat with some sort of rope or chain or something, but the actual anchor is invisible. So you know what? It holds that boat in place. And it says hope is the anchor of our soul. But you can't see it, but we believe it. You know what? God's given us His Word. Those are His promises that allow us to tap into the resources of the spiritual possibilities that currently exist in the invisible. God is saying, this is what's possible. And then I guess, sort of rhetorically, the question becomes, will you believe it? And how successful are you at believing it? I wrote this, appropriating by faith the spiritual realities that exist currently as promises of the potential that are possibilities in the invisible world. That's really not double speak. It's that these promises that exist that we are believing for the most part, I mean, some things in God's Word are declarations that are just absolutely true. Other things are promises of the realities that we can have expectation for. But this is where, you know, kind of the rubber meets the road type of thing, where we begin to personalize our relationship with God. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to do. I mean, I'm all about getting together and fellowship and music nights and all these other things. But man, once you walk out of here, it's you and God. You know, it's where the rubber meets the road. It's being in life situations and, like Mike's verse yesterday, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer by supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding. You know what? That is a promise that it is available for us to actually walk in life situations without anxiety. Now believe me, I have had anxiety in my life as well as you all have, because you're a human being. Okay? But God gives us solutions and possibilities of the potential spiritually that is within us. See, and I find that exciting. I find that dynamic. You know, it's just so cool. Promises, if you walk away with nothing else today, promises are pictures of what is possible. And pictures of what has already been provided through the finished work of Jesus Christ. You and I have the seed of Christ in you, the hope of glory. What that develops into is between you and God. Because the possibilities are unlimited in terms of how far and how fast you will go with God. That is up to you. But God has great vision for your life. But you know what? You take one day at a time, one promise at a time, one second at a time. And you read things like this, and it just blesses your heart. Now the God of hope fill you, me, Daniel, with all joy and peace in believing in my faith, that I can abound in hope. I can have that expectation. How? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Yeah. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father, that we are so just moved to want to live in the realm of the miraculous, Father. It's not a realm we understand, but we know you do, and we see the example of Jesus walking in it. So we're thankful that there is hope. There's expectation that we too can bring heaven to earth. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.